Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Before we get to the BBC at 9, we have our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady amid expectations of lighter selling interest for the second half of the week, countered by limited demand. Terminals are called steady to higher, tops from $40.50 to $44. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 higher today with a top price of $40.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 15,146. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52 to $62.50. The weighted average, $59.44, a gain of 7 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.22 to $50.61, the weighted average, $49.04. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,728. The base price range was 52.50 to 63.50. The weighted average 61.19, a gain of $1.03 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 38.50 to 50.50. The weighted average was 48.32.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I have one word for you, burr.
Yeah. That's how it is, and it's not a surprise, though. It's a surprise to our systems, but it's not a surprise for anybody paying attention to the weather forecast for the past week, because this has been in the forecast here for quite a while, and now it's here. The colder air is here, and it's going to be here the rest of this week into the weekend, and looks like another surge of colder air will follow later next week as well. So we're into a weather pattern now, which is going to feature less warmth than we had here in late March and the first couple of days of April. Soil temperatures are well above average right now. They're going to fall back some here over the next week, so it's not yet time to plant. Now, for those that are hoping to get into the fields, obviously a lot of fields are still soaked, and we had thunderstorms yesterday. Some places picking up very heavy rainfall, especially just south of here. Here at WILL, we picked up over a half an inch of rain, mainly from some downpours in the morning, but some places did get some downpours through the afternoon and the training of precipitation. In other words, the same places continuing to pick up precipitation for several hours. Now, that's what has come. What is ahead, though, is much drier conditions. With this colder air moving in, there will not be any significant precipitation over much of the Corn Belt here over the next 5 days. There will be a few snow showers and sprinkles here and there, and especially to the lee of the Great Lakes, but we're not going to see much in the way of precipitation. Now, with the cold air, drying rates are slowed, though, so it's not going to dry out as quickly as if it was warm and windy, but still with the wind out there and also with no significant precipitation falling for several days, the water in the fields will be able to drain off, and I do think that we will start to see some improvement here over the next several days, slow improvement in some of the areas that are experiencing standing water and have had standing water for a while. So that's the one bit of good news for producers. There will be some drying out. It's just going to take some time, though, with the temperatures so low. And we're going to be staying on the chilly side here, as I mentioned, through the weekend and early next week. Now, once we get into next week, there might be some showers that move back into the Midwest Corn Belt around Monday into Tuesday. Right now, that doesn't look well organized. I'm not going to get all worried about that just yet, but that is something of concern next week. that we could get a little bit of rain. So soil temperatures are going to go down. Field conditions will slowly turn a bit drier, but it's going to take some time for that to happen. And as far as some other areas go, it's turning colder, not here only here, but into the southeastern U.S., some cooler air coming in. The northern plains states, of course, turning colder with this. Northern parts of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt are turning colder, but the brunt of the cold air is moving into the Great Lakes and New England. So that does mean that temperatures are still going to be on the mild side in Texas and Oklahoma. And those are places that had picked up already heavy rainfall, and there may be more showers and thunderstorms working through parts of Texas and Oklahoma and western Kansas and eastern Colorado during the next 5 days. So some places out there actually have a little too much moisture. For other areas, it's just kind of unusual to have enough moisture. In many years of in the recent past, they've been very, very dry out there. So there will be some precipitation coming into parts of the hard red winter wheat belt during the coming week, and temperatures will be remaining milder than what we'll be experiencing, so growth rates will be a lot better out there. And taking a brief look down south into Argentina and Brazil, it looks like over the next 5 days, most areas will get some showers and thunderstorms. We're not seeing widespread heavy rain, but we're not seeing widespread dry weather either. So areas that have good harvest progress already, that won't be a problem. For those areas that are way behind, there may be some more delays, and that would be mostly in Argentina. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 441, down 1 1/4 last trade up 2 1/4. July 444, down 1/4 last trade up 2. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, May wheat opened at 420.5, up 1.5 last trade up 6 1/4. July 435, up 1/4 last trade up 3 3/4. December 464, up 1.5 last trade up 4. May corn opened at 347, up 3/4, last trade up 6. July, 359, up 3/4, last trade up 5 3/4. December, 368 1/4, up 3/4, last trade up 5. March, 2008, 378 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 5. May beans open at 764 1/4, up 1/2 last trade, up 6 3/4. July, 780 down 1/2 last trade, up 5 1/2. Novies, 807 down 1/4 last trade, up 6. May soybean meal open at 214.20, down 30 last trade, up 140. May soybean oil open at 32.43, up 6 last trade, up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday in lead option May, we saw the futures actually dip below the 200-day moving average for the first time, and I don't know when, but an awful long time, and they actually came off of that and picked up, and then overnight we have a little bit of a rally on the overnight. Are we moving to an area where we might be able to see, I don't know, July back to 375 and D's back to 385?
I could sure think we'd get a bounce here. I mean, not only has this thing been whacked so hard in such a short amount of time that the fundamentals here are in question, I think. I mean, there's a lot of talk that the acreage figure we saw could very easily be the highest acreage estimate for corn for the season. And then the reason I say that is just because of the weather and the fact that the price dropped so much since the survey was taken. So weather's going to take a front seat, I think, now, and certainly the conditions are suboptimal at this point, I think. And so I think we could get a little bit of a bounce here, and those levels you said wouldn't seem too far off.
So the call this morning in the corn?
I think you just kind of got to go with last night's close, really, for the best indicator. You know, something like a nickel higher in corn, 5 or 6 higher. Really, across the board, 5 or 6 higher corn, beans, and wheat, I would guess.
Spreads are pretty wide over in the soybean between the nearbys and the deferreds. Can they get wider?
Oh, a little bit, just marginally, I think. I think these soybean spreads, though, are, you know, there's not a whole lot of room between there and what, you know, theoretical full carry would kind of keep a limit on how much further they can go, if you ask me. So I think it's limited at this point. But the corn market, if the liquidation resumes, let's say we do get a bounce here like you were talking about for a week or so, but you know, if the weather scare kind of passes over and looks like the planting will occur, I think, you know, there could certainly be maybe a little bit more dramatic movement in those corn spreads yet to come.
And your call there on the soybeans?
Well, there, I would say 5 to 7 higher, something like that.
And very quickly, what do you think about the wheat?
Wheat, same thing, about a nickel higher, really. Mm. It might tend to be a little less impressive or supercharged as the corn and beans, I think. So I guess I'd say, you know, like 3 to 5 higher in the wheat.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.